Hey guys, it's Shannon, and it has been so rainy lately. I feel like the gods have been telling me to just kind of stay in bed. And it definitely does not help when I have my new amazingly soft Brooklinen sheets on my bed. Now, I thought that I had comfortable sheets before, but I was so wrong. In fact, I probably need to go to brooklinen.com and order more sheets because I'm eventually going to have to take the ones that are on my bed now off to wash them. I know it's unhealthy to keep sheets on there for a super long time, but I love these things so much, I don't even want to take them off to wash them. That's gross, but it's true. My Brooklinen sheets are truly the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on, and I want you to experience this amazingness too. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer to Stuff with Shannon listeners, so yay you! You can get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code Shannon, that's S-H-A-N-O-N, at Brooklinen.com. And listen to this, it gets even better. Brooklinen is so sure that you'll love your new sheets that they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters. But the only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Shannon at brooklinen.com. Now, let me spell that out for you. I know that not everybody was a third and fourth grade spelling bee champion like me. That's brooklinen.com, promo code Shannon, so that you too can experience the best sheets ever.
Check this out.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Hello, newly cryogenicked Deontay.
I am. I'm cryotherapied up today.
You're so lucky.
I love cryo.
Oh, man. I think I need a professional masseuse to come and live with me. Or maybe get one of those cryo whatever machines. Or just a lot of ice packs.
Yeah, that sounds painful. The cryo is better than ice packs.
Is it? Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Isn't it the same thing?
Yeah, but the ice packs you have to leave on for a long time. Cryo, you're 3 minutes in, you're out, and you're done.
And it helps with, like, I've had a really swollen knee lately.
Oh.
Would it help with that?
Yeah. Okay. It helps with just overall, like, recovery of your body, but then it has all these extra, like, it boosts your metabolism, and it gets your endorphins going. But the reason I started doing it is because I work out 5 days a week, and every single, because I do boot camp type workout.
Uh-huh.
I'm constantly working different muscles, so I'm sore every day. And so I started going to cryo to kind of help with that.
Uh-huh.
I am hardly ever sore anymore. It boosts your recovery. So you know how professional athletes, like football players, basketball players, they do those ice baths,
uh-huh,
like after the game or after a hard workout or whatever. It's essentially the same recovery as that,
uh-huh,
but it's 3 minutes. And it's cold air,
okay,
so it's not that bone-chilling cold that you get when you're standing outside or, yeah, in an ice bath. So, okay. I love it.
And is it a group thing? Like, do you do cryogenic whatever with other people, or are you in there by yourself?
You're in there by yourself. So, they have, it's called a cryotherapy chamber.
Uh-huh.
So, it's kind of like a capsule almost.
When you say capsule, I picture a metal bucket or something.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
So you climb in, they lift you up, your head is above the chamber, and then there's an attendant that stays in there with you.
Are you naked?
Yes.
Okay.
So you put on gloves and socks and house shoes,
uh-huh,
and then other than that, you're naked.
Huh.
And then they turn the machine on, and it's cold air for 3 minutes, and then you're done.
And if you can't stand it?
They'll let you out.
Oh, they will?
Yeah.
Do you still have to pay?
Well, yeah. I mean, the goal is to stay 3 minutes, but if you can only stay two or two and a half, then you do what you can.
Have you ever taken your husband to do cryogenic therapy?
Let me tell you this. I bought him a gift certificate,
mm-hmm,
for 10 sessions for Christmas last year. And he had like 3 months to
use them.
Yeah. I think he went twice, maybe three times. He's like, I don't get this. Whatever, dude. Whatever.
Does he work out and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, he does.
He works out regularly.
Okay.
But if it's not something he knows about, he becomes cynical about it. Oh, I can't believe you're doing that. After the first session, he's all, I don't see the benefit. Okay, well, you went one time. Like, they recommend that you go, the first time that you try it, you go 10 times in 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then your body kind of gets accustomed, then you don't have to go every day. Then you can go whatever. I go every day because it's right down the street from Jude's school.
Mm-hmm.
So I drop him off. I go to cryo and I come home.
Nice.
So.
See, I'm intrigued, but I think I'm also too cheap to actually go and give it a try.
Yeah, it's pricey, but there are some places that have, like the place I go to has a happy hour special on Wednesdays. So you can go for $10.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah. So, you know, and then they have memberships and different, I mean, there are places all over, but.
Do they serve alcohol while you do cryo?
No.
Would they frown upon asking for a vodka treat?
I think while you're so, there? But they do have those alkaline waters with the flavoring and stuff in it.
The fancy water.
Yeah, to make you feel all fancy and fruity.
The water's that's like $2.39 at the convenience store instead of $1.69 like the regular water.
There you go.
I just drink tap water. I'm a tap water. I have no shame in admitting it. I drink sink water and I enjoy it.
Oh, yeah.
I like it. Oh. I prefer it over bottled water.
Oh, I don't drink bottled water.
Where
but I
live.
Oh, but I drink the water. We have the filter on the refrigerator.
I don't have that.
You know what I really want?
What?
A whole house water filter. That's on my list for next year.
How does that
work? So it's a filter. I think they put the filter on the outside of the house and it filters all of the water coming in. So the water that you bathe in and the water that comes out of your sink and the all of the water in your house is filtered.
Okay. And question, how much would one of those cost?
I think they run about $4,000 or $5,000.
Holy moly.
I know it's a lot of money, but they say the people who've done it say their skin is better. Their hair is better. Mm-hmm. Just everything. It just removes all of the gunk that's in the water system.
Okay.
So if I can talk my husband into it, I really want that.
It would be cheaper just to bathe in bottled water.
Well, I mean,
in my mind,
how are you going to work that?
Buy a case of Ozarka for every bath occasion and hire. That'd be a pain. I think I would not do that just because I wouldn't want to sit there and pour them all out.
And then you have to heat it. How do you heat the water?
I think cold water is better for a lot of your parts.
Oh, but that feels uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. It would be lukewarm. I can handle that.
Also, I don't really like to take baths.
I don't either.
Not for cleanliness.
I don't take baths.
I like to take a bath to relax, but after I take the bath, then I have to take a shower.
Of course you do.
Because you've been sitting in dirty water.
Sitting in your own filth.
Right.
Yeah.
We're on the same page there.
No, I don't do baths.
Yeah.
I took baths every night growing up, and just, I guess because of that, it's not an option for me in my life anymore.
Yeah. I enjoy a good bath with a glass of wine and a book. And then after I'm ready to get out, then I have to take a shower.
See, I've got too much stuff to do to sit in the bathtub and enjoy wine and a book.
Oh, I do too.
Like, I try and do my shower schedule actually, where I wash my hair one day, shave my legs the next. Wash my hair one day, shave the day, my legs the next. Because I can't stand to be in there for that long.
Yeah.
It just bothers me. And I know it's so important, but it feels like such a waste of my energy.
Yeah, I hear you. And then I feel that way about a lot of things.
All the maintenance, like moisturizing and lotioning and tweezing or whatever. Okay, so here's something about me you might know.
Okay.
I can't remember if I've told you this before, but I do not use nail clippers. I can't stand the sound of a nail like being cut.
But you're not a nail biter.
I am sometimes. Oh. If I'm stressed or whatever, I will bite my nails. But as a rule, I'm a filer.
Oh.
I'll file my nails. I don't own a pair of nail clippers. I can't.
Oh.
I cannot, Deontay. And I know that it's dumb, and I know that the noise is so quick that I should just get over it. I think maybe part of it is also a fear that I'm going to, because they're at an angle, I'm going to cut my nail and hurt it or something.
Oh.
But I can't cut my nails with clippers. I have to file. Did you know that?
No, and that may make you crazy.
You think so?
I think so.
I can't. It's a kind of like gum chewing to me.
Mm-hmm.
I understand why people chew gum. And if I have a bad enough taste in my mouth, I will chew gum myself.
Mm-hmm.
But to sit there and see somebody smacking on gum, I cannot. I get irrational anger.
Yeah, that makes me crazy too.
Like I truly would go and pinch them if I could.
Yeah,
and get
I don't
away
let
with
my
it.
Kids chew gum.
You don't?
No.
Good for you.
Ugh, it just... And it's weird because I used to be a big gum chewer, and then I just stopped, and now, the thought, They're always like, can I have some gum? No.
And to hear people popping their gum. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Even if I never meet you in person, even we never exchange words, if you pop your gum, I'm not going to like you. I just think it's so rude and so dumb and so, and I don't understand the need to fill my ear hole space mm-hmm. with that sound. Seriously.
I don't know. I think the gum popping is not something I've experienced a lot of, but people who just smack gum.
Oh, that too.
And the loud chewing.
You need to be in this office for a few days because somebody here is a gum popper.
No.
They are a gum popper and they don't go light. They go big. It's pop, 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 pop. And it takes everything in me to just, I have to bite my tongue and just say, Shannon, this is not your office. It's not your office. You have to share it with other people who might happen to be gum poppers.
Death to gum chewers. Let's just go with that.
Make it so you can only, it's a controlled substance or something.
Yeah.
I would be fine with that.
Chew gum in the privacy of your own home.
Get a prescription for it.
No public gum chewing.
That's such a good thought.
I think we need to work on
that. It's kind of like making sex.
Yeah.
You don't go making sex in the office. Why would you come in here chewing gum?
Where did you come up with making sex?
What do you mean?
Who says that?
I do.
It's like English is your second language.
No, I don't know why. I've said,
oh, you're making the sex. Do I sound like Borat?
Oh, God. No, that was a bad Borat impression, but that's okay. You know what else? Now that we're talking about my irrational anger, and I know we weren't going to talk about any of this, and I'm sorry. I'm tangenting. But you see, I have a Red Bull right there.
Yes.
I am tired. This girl is tired. And when I'm tired, I ramble. So that is what you're getting.
Okay.
But I know you're probably going to say, I've never heard that song. But Charlie Puth,
mm-hmm.
that song that he's got, The Way I Am.
Because everybody's trying to be famous. And I'm just trying to find a place to hide.
Every time I hear it, I want to scream. I get so angry at Charlie Puth. Because, okay, here's the thing. Okay, so he's saying, everybody's trying to be famous. I'm just trying to find a place to hide. Oh, woe is me. I'm famous. I'm so famous that I just need a place to hide because my fame is just such a burden, Charlie Puth.
Is Charlie Puth the one with perfect pitch?
Yes.
Okay.
That guy. Okay, so I follow him on Instagram. Mm-hmm. He's been on tour. And what I've realized about Charlie Puth is that he's been working out mm-hmm. and he wants to show it off. So this guy that used to be the seemingly quiet guy.
Kind of scrawny.
Yeah. And now that he's all buff, he takes his shirt off every show or he's wearing like a wife beater every uh-huh. show. He wants that attention. He posted a video of his car or a picture of his car. It's like a Bentley or I don't remember mm-hmm. the logo of the fancy cars. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll admit it. But he's got one of those fancy cars and he posts a video about, I just love my car so much. Okay, Mr. Famous, I hate it. I need the quiet for a few minutes. What do you think got you the money to get that fancy pants car?
And taking you're off his shirt.
Sitting there whining about needing a place to hide.
With
really?
Perfect pitch.
So dumb. I get, Deontay, I cannot listen to that song anymore because I get so angry. And I know that it makes no sense. It's not my business. I shouldn't care how Charlie Puth feels about fame, but I can't even explain to you the feelings. It's about the equivalent, and I know you've never heard this song, okay? But there's a Luke Bryan song called Huntin',
mm-hmm.
Huntin', Lovin', Fishin'.
I know you wanna see a huntin', fishin', and lovin' every day.
But that's what he wants to do every day. And it talks about how he'd go home to his woman and love up on her, hunting, loving, fishing, duh. Well, my point is...
Where's the eating and the sleeping?
I don't know. My point is, what woman in her right mind with any amount of self-respect would want a guy where all that he does is hunt, love, and fish every day? Number one, he's going to stink. He's going to be dirty. I don't want those dirty, hairy hands touching me.
There's no showering.
So why does Luke Bryan think that it's a good idea to hunt, love, and fish every day and then go home to your woman and expect her to want him?
One of my CG trainers says Luke Bryan is not real country.
He's not.
He says
he's that
every
bro
time.
Country crap.
Oh,
and
that's funny.
Obviously, the guy's selling out shows. So he's doing something right. And I like some of his stuff. Just that one song. Deontay, if you want to see me get into a fight... Put me in a room with hunting, loving, fishing, and a gum popper. And it's going to be on. And I promise you, I'm going to win.
That, I have this vision in my head, and I think it's hysterical.
I would go off.
Hunting, loving, fishing, and the How Can I Be Less Famous song.
It's just ridiculous. I feel like if that is the stuff that it takes to make a truly hit song,
then anybody
can
do it.
Why aren't we all writers? I should write about my itchy leg. I think that's a lot more relatable than hunting, loving, fishing.
Hey, they made a song, Stanky Leg. Surely Itchy Leg can be the sequel.
They did, because if you shave your legs and stuff, if you shave your parts, your underarms and other parts, bikini line or whatever, you're going to get irritation.
This is true.
Your irritation. Why did I say it like that? Irritation. You're going to get irritated. And every lady who hasn't had laser treatment, I'm guessing, mm-hmm. has had that. We should write a hit song about that.
We should.
And then see if we can become as famous as Charlie Puth and Luke Bryan.
And then we'll have to write a song about how famous we are.
I need to get laser therapy.
That's not the only kind of therapy you need. What?
Well, thanks for being honest with me.
That's what I do.
Okay, should we get to the stuff we planned on talking about? Or has this just been too all over the place to ever even recover at this point?
I think we probably ought to start over.
Oh boy. I have a hair on my shirt. I don't like stray hair. I think that's probably one of my pet peeves is stray hairs.
You could never live at my house.
I can't do them. I can't. I'm weird like that.
There's so much hair in our house. Uh-uh. So many people with Mm-mm. so much hair.
Okay, this is a legit question that I have now.
Okay.
And again, I'm so sorry. I'm all over the place. Okay, so I know that, okay, let's just say that you're half Hispanic and half black.
Mm-hmm.
I'm full on white.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of Hispanic too, because my sister married a Mexican.
No, kind of.
But do black people shed as bad as white people do?
I guess. I shed a bunch. Sydney sheds a ton.
Really?
Yeah. She's got a lot of hair.
I would just think the texture's so different. I wouldn't think that it would come out of your head as easily. I hope that's not offensive to say.
I don't think it's offensive. But I think, I mean, hair is hair.
Okay.
I shed a ton of hair.
How often do you wash your hair?
Well, I do what's called co-washing. So I condition it. I mean, I wash it with conditioner.
What?
Yeah.
So this is a thing?
Yeah.
Washing your hair with conditioner.
Yes.
What kind of conditioner? Is it a special conditioner?
Just, well, sometimes I use like a specific conditioner that's like made to be a co-wash, and sometimes I just use cheap Suave.
Is it something, if it's not the Suave,
mm-hmm.
is it something that you would find on
the ethnic hair care aisle?
Or just the black, with all the olive oil and stuff like that?
Sometimes. There's a brand that I use that is in that section, but now everybody's making it because it's really a curly hair thing. Mm-hmm. There's like this whole movement, a no poo movement.
No but, poo?
Yes, but it refers to shampoo.
Oh.
So the idea is that shampoo is very drying and uh-huh. damaging to your hair so that you're not supposed to wash it every day. But if you condition it, it helps like stimulate the good oils and get rid of the bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So apparently if you do the whole no poo thing, then your hair goes through kind of a transformation for a couple of days where mm-hmm. it looks really crappy. But once you get over that hump, then your hair looks amazing.
Really?
What's funny about that is I've been washing my hair with shampoo since I was in high school.
You've been, okay, you said I've been washing my hair with shampoo since high school.
Oh, I meant
Did
conditioner.
You mean conditioner? Okay, I just want to make sure because that leaves a lot of years that... I'm curious what you washed your hair with.
When I was in high school, I started washing my hair with conditioner
mm-hmm.
because when I would wash it with shampoo, it seemed really dry.
Right.
And then I would condition it and it seemed soft again.
Okay.
So I just started washing it with conditioner. And then every couple of days, I would wash it with regular shampoo.
So you kind of started this trend, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Because my hair is curly, it has to be wet for me to style it.
Uh-huh.
So every morning in the shower, I would just wash it with conditioner to detangle it, and then I would put whatever product on it.
So you do the conditioner washing between shampoo. So would it be shampoo, condition, shampoo, condition, that kind of thing?
No, I usually wash it maybe once or twice a week.
Okay.
But I'm not real strict about how many days. It's more like, hey, I haven't washed my hair in a couple of days.
And you condition it how many days a week?
Every day.
Okay.
Every morning in the shower, I just rinse it with the conditioner.
That's truly fascinating.
There you go.
I've never heard of this.
That's because you have super straight hair.
I don't, though. I have to straighten this mess. My hair is kind of like, no, Deontay, my hair's not wavy. It's not curly. I have a bump in my hair. I can't even explain it. It's like one giant wave, I guess you would call it, that's just not cute at all. So, and now with my scar on my head because I had surgery, the weight of my hair bothers me. That's why I really have not grown it out again. Even so, and especially when the girl that cuts my hair cuts it super short because I'm super complainy that time, like complaining about how the weight sucks, my hair will stand straight up. I'm like alfalfa. It's crazy to see my bedhead. I should send you pictures.
You should.
Of me when I first wake up.
Where is your scar?
It's here on the left side of my head, and it starts right above the top of my ear, and it goes down to my neck.
Oh, okay.
So it's all the way down the left side of my head, kind of.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, I don't know how we got onto this.
I'm not sure either.
We'll talk about something planned and worthwhile next week, but this was fun.
I liked it.
I enjoy myself when I'm on tangents.
I enjoy yourself when you're on tangents too.
I think that a lot has been learned in this one too. Don't pop your gum around me. Charlie Puth, get over yourself. And Luke Bryan, get a job.
There you go.
See you later, alligator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.